Jell-O-Be Opera, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, and the Reverend's birthday show, and got a ton of new songs and some requests and some that just seem to be totally appropriate to the Easter getting nailed theme. Right now I'm going to play a song by Kate Bush, who is no relation to George W. Numbnuts Cokehead and Ron Ho, war criminal Bush. She is actually quite the opposite, and she can sing. And this track is entitled The Man with the Child in His Eyes.
I hear him before I go to sleep, focus on the day that's been. I realize he's there when I turn the light on and turn. Nobody knows about my man. They think he's lost on some horizon. And suddenly I find myself listening to a man I never known before, telling me about the sea, all his loves to eternity.
Okay, going to play the first of my birthday presents, and a big thank you to everybody who either sent stuff, sent those e-cards you click on to open, or otherwise sent good wishes and messages to me. This is from the 1980s during one of the Fugs reunions. The CD is called Refuse to be Burned Out, live in the 1980s. This is the Fugs, live in 1984 at the Bottom Line in New York City, doing Nicaragua. Whoops. Well, it would help if you queued it up. This is the Fugs. Play.
There's a war cast. A war cast with secret sway that wants a permanent war with only a season of rest. You could see it in the shape of the U.S. advisor's squinting eye, like the tail of a wasp, buzzing in the copter's hatchway over the jungle. So often stand on the side of the mean and the cruel. Woe, the CIA surrounds Nicaragua. Ah, and Reagan says yes to the death squads of El Salvador. Heraclitus said, you've got to put out hubris more than a raging fire. So often stand on the side of the mean and the cruel. Woe, the CIA surrounds Nicaragua. Ah, and Reagan says yes to the death squads of El Salvador. There's a mean streak in America, may take 500 years to solve. And this is from...
Okay, gonna do a salute to the Reverend's birthday party train that began last weekend while Hippie John was staying with me. And hello to people in all of the funny places we have been. And big thank yous to all, especially the brave people who sang. And gonna send out a track right now to Ms. Brooke. This is The Clash. I Fought the Law.
I had none.
You heard The Clash doing I Fought the Law. Before that, The Fugs did Nicaragua. Kate Bush did The Man with the Child in His Eyes. The Big Boys did Fun, Fun, Fun. And started off with Lisa Bushell doing In the End. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org. And relay broadcast live at atheistnetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the show repeated Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 in the morning and 9 in the evening, Eastern Time, USA. The Reverend has a webpage now only at radiovolta.org, DJ pages, and The Reverend is In. And can be reached by writing to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyles, including those from the transgendered and kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Next week on The Reverend is In, Topple the Bush Statue, and that will be a show to remember. And on May 4th, the anniversary of the Kent State Massacre, we're going to have the theme Operation American Freedom. And on May 11th, you will meet the latest in the ever-expanding list of bizarre characters, the premiere night of Reverend Bookburn Associate Pastor Bader. And that will be most interesting. And he has a studio in his home, so hopefully we'll have some work done. I'm not expecting to get the Reverend gospel music song done by then, but we'll experiment and play around with his toys and see what we can come up with before that show. Reverend Bookburn is a former Ms. October in the Altar Boy Monthly. And speaking of that, the increasingly tabloid-like Bush propaganda publication known as the Philadelphia Inquirer once again solidified its support for child sexual abuse by running a front-page story of a gathering of priests and bishops and cardinals and whatever other child molesters were in the picture, and gave their recent event a front page fluff piece. So if you're in the Philadelphia area and you are a pedophile, you might want to notify the Philadelphia Inquirer so they can give you front page support. Just be sure you're wearing clergy outfits when you do that. And once again, to go to the webpage that's devoted to debunking the myths and propagandistic bullshit of the Philadelphia Inquirer, check out inkywatch.org, I-N-K-Watch, I-N-K-Y-Watch.org. Not partying too much this week. Yes, the Inky Watch, the Philadelphia Inquirer, supporters of child molesting priests and harassers at women's clinics and Taliban wannabes. Okay, what's happening this week? Well, got a whole lot of new music and material, and thank you again, everybody who gave me great stuff and great messages, and I don't know if I'm going to get to all of it, but we'll play some of the birthday stuff and some of it next week, because I think it goes more with the Topple the Bush statue theme that hopefully will have become a reality. One of the Reverend's contests is for someone to erect a Bush statue, and that's probably the only way one can erect a Bush, and then topple it like those staged scam pictures and TV footages they've shown of the Saddam statue coming down. And if you do that, you win great prizes, as well as if you pie the corporate scab version of a fake band that's calling themselves Dead Kennedys. And, of course, if you flash your genitals at the XXX Church from Crossroads Church in Corona, California, and you can do that by going to crossroadschurch.com and clicking Worship Services, Directions, and Map. And there's more prizes. Some of the stuff people gave the Reverend this week and the additions to the gift pot that were donated by last week's guests, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity from everreviledrecords.com. So that contest is on, and Pastor Bader is planning a nice video project for when we go out there to do it ourselves and I guess win the contest, since that is in the cards. So you want to hurry up and do that. And the Reverend heard from somebody, a couple of punks from the Corona, California area, so you might have some stiff competition in that department. An interesting development in the birthday celebration department. There's all these perks and things that everybody gets if they're trying to woo you from any kind of drug company. And a friend of the Reverend's who works at a women's reproductive clinic showed me this cake that was from one of the companies that provides birth control pills and various other birth control products to their clinic. And they provided a cake. And so upon first viewing this, because it was actually passed on to the Reverend for the birthday, and it had the name of the company and their birth control product on it. And although the Reverend's conclusions were based on a misinterpretation, I couldn't help but think, how genius is this? Birth control cake. Nobody will fuck up taking this product. Nobody will neglect to consume it, because all they have to do is eat the cake, and who doesn't want to do that? So, birth control cake or a chocolate contraception just might be an idea for the future. Coming up tonight, we're going to have the Reverend's message to the United Nations, why Saddam was a failure, and all kinds of other related shit like that for W. Warmonger, war criminal Bush, perpetrator of September 11th times 10 against civilians, and some special Easter songs, starting with the one that you're about to hear. This is an old Jefferson Airplane track. This particular tune goes back to 1972. So it was after the Volunteers album and other better known releases by the Airplane. And the album is Long John Silver, which is one of these funny packaging albums where you take off a piece of the cardboard and you fold one end and you end up making this cigar box type of thing that when it's constructed turns out to be a hemp and bud box, and one of the funnier things in the early 70s, and contains a lot of good songs, but this was not one of their better known releases. From Long John Silver, this is Jefferson Airplane doing Easter. God, make this machine work. Play.
Thank you. with Russian.
Music and the food of love. Sounds to really make you rub and scrub. Chip on the left hand side, pass the Dutch chip on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and jump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump in a jump.
It's a cool and lonely breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I used to feel it 'cause it was the month of.
How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got?
In addition to the Reverend's birthday this week, a few days earlier, it was the birthday of Paul Krasner, and I'm going to play a track from his Sex, Drugs, and the Antichrist CD, Paul Krasner Live at MIT, and you could check him out at paulkrasner.com, Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, and the band introduction to his new CD, Banned by Fox Network, because he was introduced live by the guy who provides the voice of Homer Simpson. This is from the previous, or two CDs earlier, and this track is entitled, oh, where is it? This track is entitled Blowjob Betty.
I understood the separation they made to say that oral sex was not thought of as sexual relations, that only intercourse would be. Well, I remember once with Lenny Bruce, when I was editing his autobiography and hanging around with him, and we were in a hotel room, and he said that a friend of his was coming up to the room, and her name was Blowjob Betty. And at the time, Playboy was serializing his autobiography, and they take out all proper names or change them if they think there might be a lawsuit. And so they said, we can't print that name because suppose Blowjob Betty gets a lawyer and says, this is an invasion of my privacy. And I said, look, that's ridiculous. Nobody's going to come and reveal herself as Blowjob Betty. But they changed it anyway, and they changed it to Go Down Gussie. And I was just hoping that somebody named Go Down Gussie would come and sue. It would have been a poetic justice somehow. And so she was an old friend of Lenny, and they started kissing. And they're in the bed, and I'm on an easy chair in the corner of the room. And he introduces me. He said, that's Paul. He's interviewing me. And she said, oh, okay. And they proceeded to kiss for a while, and she took his pants off and started performing oral sex on him. And Lenny looks at me, and he's not necessarily an exhibitionist. I'm not necessarily a voyeur. And so I didn't quite know what to do. And then he said to her, he said, I really want to fuck you now. And she said, in front of him? So, you see, there was that distinction made. It's a long-standing tradition. I went to Amsterdam, and it's different there. It is like a totally different, compassionate culture. Much more rational, much more empathy for knowing that you don't follow insane laws. Because they are insane. You know, the priorities are insane. Cigarettes are legal, and they kill 1,200 people every day. And that's in this country alone. Marijuana is illegal, and the worst thing that can happen is maybe you raid your neighbor's refrigerator. Well, it keeps people in their jobs. You know, there's a lot of jobs, prison jobs. It's a growing industry. And the thing is that there are parents now who, when they were adolescents, they used to hide their pot smoking from their parents. Now they're parents of adolescents, and so they hide their pot smoking from their kids. Total role reversal going on. Now, when I went to Amsterdam, it was for a special event called the Cannabis Cup. They actually have, were you there? Or you've heard of it? It was an actual competition where all of the different seeds and blends of marijuana, people sample throughout the week, and then they vote for which they think is the best. And they have different names. So there's Purple Sage, and there's White Shark, and there's Stonehenge. They give them all these names. So when I got, or was it Stonehenge? So when I got to Amsterdam, I got to the little hotel I was staying at, and it was a tiny little room, and out the window was a view of a little canal and a brick wall that somebody had taken the trouble to get a big red magic marker and with letters a foot high just wrote shit on the wall. So every morning I would look up and I would see the canal and I would see the shit. And I knew I was there. If the wall says shit, you must be in Amsterdam. And so I saw a friend there who gave me this huge bud of marijuana, the size, I would say, of a cucumber with a goiter. Huge. And I said, what's this one called? He said, oh, this is called Dr. Kevorkian. So I took it to my little room, and there was nothing around to roll it on. And so I found there was a Bible there. It was a New Testament in both English and Hebrew, which I didn't understand because I thought that the Hebrew people were waiting for a Messiah. And I guess they just didn't like the ones that the Christians said, you know, they wanted to choose their Messiah. They wanted to have a Jewish Messiah, but Christ was Jewish. I mean, don't take my word for it. Listen to Jerry Falwell, who also says that one of the Teletubbies is gay. And if he finds out that the Teletubby is also Jewish, he will have outed the Antichrist. So we'll all know who it was. A little purple doll made of clay with a television in its, we never expected that. We thought he would be more satanic somehow. And of course, the truth is that Jerry Falwell is the Antichrist. Who better? Who better? Who more to fool people? But it may not be him. It could be Pat Robertson. Anybody who says that the people in Florida have hurricanes because they have gay rights there, obviously he's the Antichrist. Or it could be Trent Lott. Anybody who says that homosexuality is a disease like shoplifting is obviously the Antichrist. And I say that as a shoplifter. I only shoplift just to do bizarre things. Like I once shoplifted at a legal bookstore a book on the insanity defense, figuring that if I got busted, I'd know what to plead. I once shoplifted a chinning bar from a sports department of a department store. but I couldn't telescope it in. It was stiff, so I just kind of slid it up my sleeve of my coat. And so I had to keep my arm stiff, and I hadn't even taken Viagra just to ring the bell of the elevator. But I got away with that. One time, I was making my daughter some chef salad, and we were essentially vegetarians, but chef salad, you have to have some ham in it. So I bought everything, the lettuce and tomato and cheese and everything, but I stole a little package of ham. So this was situational ethics. And as I'm leaving the store, I was stuffing it into my jeans pocket. It was very tight, and a security guard saw me, and he brought me back. And he took me upstairs to the manager's office, which had all these one-way mirrors where you could look down and watch people shoplifting. So the manager says to me, okay, open your sweater. I had a big, bulky sweater. I had a huge bag full of groceries, and I had nothing under the sweater. I didn't fit the profile of a shoplifter to buy all this stuff and have one little stolen package of ham. And so he said, can you pay for that? And I said, yeah. He says, okay, go pay for that, and I don't want to see you in the store again or we'll bust you. So the security guard takes me down. And he points, he said, you can go on that line, it's for 9 items or less. It was a real moment of intimacy, you know, he said, okay.
Okay, going to play one of the presents because I can't wait to hear this again. It's by Flaming Lips, and if you're in the Philadelphia area, they are playing next Saturday night. I saw in one of the free weeklies, and they are coming to town. This is from the early 90s. It's from Transmissions from the Satellite Heart, and this track is entitled, and I'm not sure if there's a message here, but this is the Flaming Lips doing When You're 22. okay, let's play a very beautiful Easter song. This is an absolute must for a theme like this. If you tuned in late, the theme is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, as well as the Reverend's birthday show. And I can't think of a more appropriate song for Easter than this track by Adam Brodsky from his Dork CD. This track is entitled Jump on a Cross and Die.
Hi, I'm gone. Good to see you.
The apostles were just admin with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Well, one of them said, what about that Jesus fella a few years back? With the right PR, he could still make a pretty big impact. It really ain't important what he did or said. Just like Johnny Bravo, that he bit the thread. But those ad men went home that night, they took off their coats and ties and concocted the greatest story ever told in their lives. Came back to the boardroom and preached the gospel. Luke told about the time that Jesus took him to the hospital. Matthew spoke of a manger, wise men, frankincense, and myrrh. One of them said, hey, let's make Mary just a surrogate mother. They talked about that time at the temple when he was ranting about his dad upstairs. Slowly they noticed Jesus' name getting into prayers. The apostles were just adding men with marketing savvy. They knew that demographics, they knew it made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a girl to die. Chapter 11, when Constantine in 316 said, what's all this about going to heaven? Later that same afternoon, the Roman Empire struck back with a decree. From here on out, without a doubt, it's Christianity. Christians everywhere felt that they had pulled a coup. They no longer sat out in the Colosseum just to end up lying food. They had finally established a foothold in the Roman Empire. But soon Attila sacked their joint and lit their church on fire. When the smoke cleared, just like I feared, the ages sure were dark. Monks in robes used to sing about him like he was from Asbury Park. Witches, Jews, and heretics are in a terrible position. They didn't check because no one expects a Spanish Inquisition. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savings. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Christians for sure. They traded in their crusader hats for paintbrushes by the score. Books were wrote and Steve Gutenberg made copies of the wisdom. Martin Luther had a little dance craze with a hit he called the schism. Now Catholics got that fucker nailed up in effigy. His most humiliating moment for everyone to see. It's so long ago that no one knows if it's truth or if it's lies. Only that the story has become a most successful franchise. Money, power, fame, and every cent of it takes free. It's amazing what folks won't give to dig a little eternity. We've evolved to brag about our thumbs and big brain cases. It's amazing how strong it seems that the need for blind faith is. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid. Someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. I said, someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Ah, fuck it. Die!
Thank you.
Conscience leaves me no other choice.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a very special one. Sunday, 420. And happy 420 to all. At RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com. Asshole of the Week is from the New York Post. That tabloid war propaganda product. We have a guy who trashed the filmmaker of the miniseries on Hitler, Hitler the Rise of Evil. A guy named John Podhoretz. Podhoretz wrote an article trashing the producer, Ed Gernon, for saying that this would be a good time to examine this history because Germany was plagued by fear. And, well, here's a quote from Gernon. It basically boils down to an entire nation gripped by fear who ultimately chose to give up their civil rights and plunged the world into war. I can't think of a better time to examine this history than now. When an entire country becomes afraid for their sovereignty, for their safety, they will embrace ideas and strategies and positions that they might not embrace otherwise. When our asshole of the week decided to write this article, it inspired similar assholes to write similar articles, leading to the firing of Ed Gernon, fired from the wimpy Pravda model CBS and Alliance of Atlantis, who provided this miniseries, Hitler, the Rise of Evil. So, TV Guide is Media Buffoons of the Week, and John Podhoretz of the war and Bush butt-licking propaganda tool called the New York Post, owned by Rupert Murdoch, is Asshole of the Week. Okay, that is definitely enough for that fart sound. You heard Adam Brodsky doing Jump on a Cross and Die. Flaming Lips did When You're 22. Paul Krasner did Blowjob Betty and The Antichrist. Musical Youth did Pass the Dutchie and started off with Jefferson Airplane doing Easter. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, and the Reverend's birthday show. And I'm not even going to play all of these new CDs, and there are many more to come because the Reverend just placed a very large order from AlternativeTentacles.com, including the new Jello Biafra spoken word CD, Machine Gun in the Clown's Hands, and I heard some of it. It's highly recommended, and some of it will be on the show, as well as DOA's Sudden Death label, suddendeath.com. You'll hear some unreleased and re-released DOA material. And there's going to be a new one, too, a collaboration between DOA and Thor. And that will be called Are You Ready? And that will be especially popular with people who like hockey, of all things. So all of that is to come, and you're going to hear a DOA track coming up. And when they tour, they plan to appear on this show. They cannot tour now because if you missed last week's show, there is a seriously ill loved one of one of the band members, and we send them wishes of healing and being back in action. Since the last show, the occupation of Iraq, complete with the allowance of looting in the museums and historical places, and the destruction of rare Islamic texts and geographical historical texts and items, as well as the pushing of Christian supremacy in Iraq, a very bizarre chaplain who provided water in a place that lacked water to those who agreed to be baptized. That's right, he pulled a Mother Teresa and provided a necessary survival resource, but only if you agreed to his sick, cult-like propaganda and proselytizing, as well as the deaths of countless civilians. Continues to go on. The occupation is in full force. The deaths of civilians continues. The propaganda machine is wilder than ever, and probably the biggest and sickest joke of all, the toppling of the statue scam. And I'm going to send you to a website that is probably foremost in the exposing of that. To see this scam of the staged statue toppling in a street that was sealed off by tanks, where they moved in their own allied forces, but making it look like it was a spontaneous outpouring of sentiment from local people who survived the cluster bombs. You can go to informationclearinghouse.info/article2842.htm. And this is a link that's worth sending all over cyberspace. informationclearinghouse.info/article2842.htm. In the Philadelphia area, you can see Scott Ritter next Thursday night. Scott Ritter, a former UN weapons inspector and co-author of War on Iraq, What Team Bush Doesn't Want You to Know, is appearing at St. Joseph's Teletorium, Mardeville Hall, at 54th and City Avenue, this coming Thursday, April 24th, at 11:30 a.m. to 12:45, and that is very worthwhile, and also worth promoting to everyone you know if you are in this area. The Reverend wants to call now on the United Nations to become much more aggressive and adamant in laying down the rules against expansionism and the looting of oil by American oil kingpins. Most rational people who have a reasonable command of reality can see through the bullshit of the war propaganda of the last couple of months. But since the propaganda is out there, since they're not finding weapons of mass destruction, except when they're back in the U.S., when looking for toxins and dioxin and plutonium and other weapons of mass destruction, let them prove that they believe in their own war propaganda, that they simply wanted to topple a regime that was almost as bad as their own. Let them believe it was only about Saddam and the sovereignty of the people of Iraq. Require them to stop the effort to implement Christian supremacy in that part of the world, thus fueling international tensions. And most of all, let them prove that they're not really hoes for the oil kingpins of the U.S. and require that they not loot the oil from Iraq. Let them prove their sincerity by making them leave, calling for fair elections instead of installing a corporate puppet, and require them to withdraw the occupation now that the Saddam regime has ended. And the Reverend is going to get into this a little more next week when the theme is topple the Bush statue. Anybody who erects a Bush statue and then topples it and photographs it or videotapes it or loads it onto a website will be strongly rewarded. And if you do it by the next show, we will feature that as a part of the theme, topple the Bush statue. The troops may as well continue what they started. They may as well come home and continue to topple a rogue, unelected regime, and then occupy and loot the palaces of D.C. So support the troops, send them home, stop risking their lives for oil kingpins, and let them have some real fun in Washington. Why exactly was Saddam Hussein a failure? He was a failure because he, no matter how despotic he tried to be, could not destabilize the world as successfully as W. Numbnuts, Christian supremacist, oil kingpin, Enron Ho Bush. He could not be as much of a terrorist as W. Moron Bush. He could not be as Hitler-like as W. Numbnuts Bush, even though that fact gives bowel trouble to propagandists like TV Guide and the New York Post and similar Bush butt-cleaning publications around the nation. Saddam was a failure at becoming half of the tyrant that his fellow leader by a coup, W. Bush, has made himself in just a short period of time. Saddam, you failed to be as despotic as W. Bush. A failure that we welcome. The less of a tyrant a person is, the better. But knowing that you wanted to be a tyrant, we have to point out your failures at putting a dent into the treachery and record of W. Bush. Okay, what's next? Let us play another record, because I brought a ton, and I'm dying to play some of this stuff. This is going to go back to the birthday theme again. Going to play a song by Wanderama, and this track is entitled Every Day Should Be My Birthday. Go.
Wake me up, make me coffee in bed. Wake me up, where's my guys want to sing along with me?
This truck can be an ice-station breakdown. Hey, girl, what you doing? Hey, girl, drive me to ruin. I don't know what I like about you. I like it a lot. Won't you let me help you? You're nothing.
That was DOA doing Communication Breakdown. And now I'm going to play a track from Woodstock. And parts of this track have been used by assholes like the Clear Channel stations and even some television ads, leading to the false impression that Hendrix would not only approve of being parts of commercials, but that he condones all of the flag-waving, war-supporting, goose-stepping behind a war criminal dictator and supporting the war itself. This is going to be to reclaim these tracks. Hendrix was anti-war. He was no supporter of the war criminal of his time, Richard Nixon. He helped fund the first smoke-in that was organized by the Yippies in the 1960s. And it is extremely inappropriate to use him to attempt to bullshit the public. This is live at Woodstock, 1969. This is Jimi Hendrix doing the Star Spangled Banner and Purple Haze.
Back again. You can leave if you want to. We're just jamming, that's all. You can leave or you can clap.
Oh,
Thank you.
Okay, any second you should be hearing the Butthole Surfers.
Funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, you should be sure and tell her,
Satan! Satan! Satan!
Thank you.
I'm hallucinating angels. I'm hearing voices. I have visions of Our Lady of Guacamole. I'm hallucinating angels and receiving divine commands. I'm receiving commands from Our Lord to kill infidels and abortion doctors and gays and every type of sex positive. I see Our Sacred Holy Mother. I am deluded with visions of spirits, and I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your delusional Christian supremacist social worker. I want to counsel you about your crisis pregnancy.
For information about the W. Numbnuts Cokehead Bush's faith-based initiative, school vouchers for religious hate schools, and other church-state issues, check out Americans for United for the Separation of Church and State at au.org. au.org. Tired of warmongers and chicken hawks and school drill organizers and hysteria pushers and air raid siren blasters and sexually dysfunctional siren abusers in general wreaking havoc in your community? Check out the sex toys that you can send them that they need and may remedy their deep psychosis. Check out the Jesus Jackhammer dildo, the baby Jesus butt plugs, and other fine products from Divine Interventions at divine-interventions.com. Do it today. You heard the Butthole Surfers doing Sweat Loaf. Before that, Jimi Hendrix did Star Spangled Banner, Purple Haze, and instrumental solo that was live at Woodstock, the real one, in 1969. DOA did Communication Breakdown and started off with, yes, another birthday song, Wanderama doing Every Day Should Be My Birthday. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, and the Reverend's birthday show. And wanted to give a couple more plugs before I space them out. Want to give a plug to the cartoons of Ward Sutton. These are better than ever. And now all five of his schlock and roll cartoons are just beyond fantastic. And you can check them out at Sutton Impact Studios. .com, S-U-T-T-O-N, SuttonImpactStudio.com. You can click on Schlock and Roll and see all five of these. And as always, in these times of the American Christian Taliban dominating reproductive policies of the illegal Bush regime, we need to be resourceful and spread survival information, including drug testing, emergency contraception, abortion, etc. And you can get information on ECP, otherwise known as emergency contraception, at backupyourbirthcontrol.com. To support medical marijuana defendant, now convicted, Ed Rosenthal, you can go to freedomtoexhale.com/trialpicks. And please support this guy and not let him do what he was legally doing in California, growing medical marijuana for people with AIDS, cancer, and other serious medical illnesses, but busted because of Ayatollah Ashcraft and the Nazi-modeled czars of the drug war and the Bush regime. Free Ed Rosenthal. Let's see. Wanted to tell you that in addition to last week's great show with live guests, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity and Hippie John and all of the great events on the birthday party train that started last weekend, that the Reverend got a good bill of health after 18 months of tests and twice being perceived to be a person with cancer and stuff like that. Everything checked out okay. Long story, details if you really want to hear this kind of shit. But in addition to the birthday, the Reverend got a good health report for the first time in a year and a half. So it was a good birthday, it was a good doctor's appointment, and a real, it wasn't just Good Friday, it was a great fucking Friday. So, wanted to announce that because you ask these kinds of questions. A great article at truthout.org called "The Bush Doctrine Must Be Stopped." There's about 100 great articles at counterpunch.org, but please be sure to read Halliburton's Bloody History. They'll work for anyone. And a new great editorial by the Reverend's friend, Dr. Susan Block, called "Rape of Iraq." And that's at drsusanblock.com, drsusanblock.com/editorial/terror/terror10.htm. Live on her web streaming show last night, Mistress Selena Minx, a couple of her slaves, plus Jason Sechrest and Tina Tyler. And also, Dr. Susie has been promoting this thing, I think it's just in California, for Playboy casting for erotic TV and looking for acting people and for lots of pay. Check out PentagonLies.com to see the page that the warmongers slash chicken hawks are masturbating to. It was down for a couple of days, but it'll be worth it when it's back up again. PentagonLies.com, the site promoted last week by Hopeless Dregs of Humanity. Some more interesting sites, MasturbateForPeace.com, and the nude anti-war protests at BearingWitness.org. The Dark Lady is organizing the second annual Masturbate-a-thon for great causes, and that is at masturbate-a-thon.org, and you can find the Dark Lady at darklady.com. And if you check out Masturbate-a-thon, you can also check out one that's organized by Carol Queen in San Francisco. That's going to be earlier. That's going to be on May 2nd. And also worthwhile, and that goes to her great organization in beautiful San Francisco. Big thanks for the Reverend's Marilyn Monroe-styled birthday song from Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com that truly meant a lot and was well appreciated. Let's see. Also want to give a plug to VoteToImpeach.org. If you want to shock and awe the mad rogue dictator who is in defiance of the world, check out VoteToImpeach.org. Okay, any more plugs? Oh, an interesting article. I meant to plug last week, but did not have time to do that. There's an article on the concentration camps in the U.S. and it's all initials. I don't know what it stands for, but it's FEMA. So for information on FEMA and the Rex 84 program, there's an informative site at abovetopsecret.com/pages/camps.html, and that's not exactly cheery stuff, but it's very informative and worthwhile. And also check out the great shows that are on RadioLeft.com. Okay, let's play some more tunes. Going to go back to 1969, again, to the soundtrack of a great movie starring Peter Sellers and Ringo Starr. Arguably one of the greatest movies of the 60s, called The Magic Christian. And this was around the climax of the movie. It's by Thunderclap Newman, and it's called Something in the Air.
I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker.
Okay, we talked a little bit about the film Harold and Maude, and those who've heard the show for a while know that it is the opinion of this reverend that it is the greatest film of all time. And we talked about it briefly with Hopeless Dregs of Humanity when the subject of the reverend's birthday came up. And so, of course, some of the songs from that film were playing in my head all week, and it wasn't just from the partying. But this next song is by Cat Stevens. Actually, practically every song from the film is by Cat Stevens. And this next song is from the opening scene of Harold and Maude. It's called Don't Be Shy.
Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. Just lift your head and let your feelings out instead. Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. On by, on by, on by, on by, on by. On by, on by. You know love is better than a song. Love is where all of us belong. So don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. You're there, you're there. You're there, you're there, you're there. You're there, you're there. You're there, you're there. Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. And don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. Just lift your head and let your feelings out instead. Now don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. On by, 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 on by.
I don't need no consolation. I don't want your reservation. will chew. I'll ignore your cheap aroma and your little Bo Peep diploma. I'll just put you in a coma with some dirty dog. Some dirty dog. That dirty dog. That dirty dog.
The poodle bite.
Come on, French.
The poodle chews this
nap.
The poodle bite.
Come on, French.
The poodle chews this
nap.
The poodle bite.
Come on, French.
The poodle chews this
nap.
The poodle bite.
Come on, French.
The poodle chews.
Now the speck is serious.
The poodle bite.
Come on, French.
The poodle chews.
Nothing but the best of my time.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.